KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's partly sunny and 77 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a slight chance of isolated showers, a high around 95 and a heat index as high as 106. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In the news, a man from Minnesota who was a passenger on a vehicle that rolled over Saturday afternoon in Pottawatomie County was transported by helicopter to a hospital in Omaha. The state patrol says 34-year-old James Veselka, Park Rapids, Minnesota, suffered possible serious injuries and was taken to Creighton University Medical Center following the crash that happened around 1:10 p.m. on northbound Interstate 29 near the I-680 split. Authorities say Veselka was a passenger in a pickup truck that was struck from behind by another vehicle. After the impact, the pickup went out of control, entered the ditch, and rolled onto its side. Neither driver was injured in that crash. Authorities in Council Bluffs reported a Nebraska man was critically injured during an accident early Sunday morning. Officers and medical personnel responded to the accident on the Interstate 80 westbound off-ramp to the South Expressway or Highway 192 at around 2:25 a.m. Upon arrival, the driver of the vehicle, 46-year-old Dale Gaver Jr. of Omaha, was found outside his vehicle laying on the ground. Gaver was transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha, where he was last reported in critical condition. Authorities say alcohol was believed to be a factor in connection with the incident. A passenger on a motorcycle was flown by helicopter to the University of Nebraska Hospital in Omaha following a collision with a car Saturday night. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says 72-year-old Karen Ann Pratt of Red Oak was riding on a 2014 Harley-Davidson motorcycle driven by 70-year-old Randall Douglas Pratt of Red Oak when the cycle swerved to avoid a collision with a vehicle driven by 57-year-old Karen Bryan of Red Oak. That accident happened just before 11 p.m. Saturday. Bryan was driving a 1997 Buick LeSabre and had just turned south from West Oak Street on a North Broadway Street. She traveled a short distance south on Broadway before beginning to make a left turn into an eastbound alley. Bryan told authorities she didn't see the approaching motorcycle and turned in front of it. Although Randall Pratt swerved to avoid the collision, his Harley hit the car, ejecting Pratt onto the hood of the vehicle. Neither Randall Pratt nor Karen Bryan were injured. The side of the cycle came to rest against the front of the car. Karen Pratt was ejected from the cycle and came to rest on the roadway. She was treated at the scene by Red Oak Fire and Rescue before being flown to Omaha for additional treatment. Damage from the collision amounted to $1,600. Authorities cited Karen Bryan for making an unsafe turn. Authorities in Montgomery County are asking for the public's help in solving a case of vehicle vandalism. The Sheriff's Department said deputies investigated a report of vandalism at 1655 Ironwood Road Saturday evening. Upon arrival, they determined someone had broken the windows, headlights, and taillights on a 2001 Volvo belonging to 75-year-old Delane Isaacson of Red Oak. The incident happened sometime between midnight and 6:45 p.m. on Saturday. Damage was estimated at $3,000. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office or Montgomery County Crime Stoppers. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer reported over the weekend two recent arrests. On Thursday, 48-year-old Timothy Dwayne Smith of Audubon was arrested for driving while suspended and having no insurance. Smith was released after posting bond. And on July the 2nd, 21-year-old Dylan Michael Jagger of Elkhorn was arrested in Audubon for disorderly conduct. Jagger was released on a promise to appear later in court. A commission comprised of two attorneys from Cass County and three laypersons, along with the 4th District Court Judge James Richardson, approved the appointment on Friday of Justin Hockenberry as a magistrate judge. Hockenberry, who works with the Cambridge law firm in Atlantic, will join Karen Maylander, presiding over local cases. He succeeds retiring magistrate judge Stephen Heckenbaugh, who was appointed to the seat in 1991. Hockenberry will begin his duties on the bench immediately. In the funeral announcements, Martha May Mayor Stigler, age 94 of West Des Moines, died Thursday at Mercy Medical Center. Funeral services for Martha Stigler will be today at 10 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Naomi Larson, age 88 of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Naomi Larson will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Glee Huey, age 90 of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Glee Huey will be today at 3 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Opal Smith, age 91 of Griswold and formerly of Elliott, died Thursday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Opal Smith will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Elliott United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Wanda Lou Blomquist, age 82 of Guthrie Center, died Saturday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Wanda Lou Blomquist will be held Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the United Methodist Church at Bowman's Chapel in rural Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Jerome Cron, age 91 of Manning, died Friday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial service for Jerome Cron will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Stephen Newberry, age 57 of Greenfield, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Stephen Newberry are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Donald Smith, age 92 of Greenfield, died Sunday at the VA Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Donald Smith are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Robert A. Studelberg, age 89 of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Robert Studelberg are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And William Thompson, age 67 of Cedar Rapids and formerly of Oakland, died Sunday at St. Luke's Hospital in Cedar Rapids. Services for William Thompson are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.